line. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are. Right smack dab in the middle. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my esteemed co-host.
Thank you, George. I'm Charlotte Littlefield.
Okay, Charlotte, how you doing up there? I know you had a lot going on today.
Yeah.
In that cold weather, yeah. But you're surviving. You'll survive, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's 20 degrees up there, right?
Oh, yes. It's a little dampy, that's for sure. But not quite as much moisture as we need to. As you know, the Midwest had a drought. I'm not so sure we're getting the moisture that we need.
Oh, really? Man, that's terrible. Well, Ben Taylor, thank goodness, is with us this evening. And, boy, we welcome him to the program. He's our sponsor, owner of Utopia Silver. Welcome, Ben Taylor, to our program.
Well, it's good to be with you, George and Charlotte.
Hello, Ben.
Oh, yeah, Ben, I'll tell you what, a lot is going on out there, and a lot is going on with Utopia Silver. Tell us about what's going on there new at Utopia Silver. Is anything new going on, any new protocols or anything?
Well, we have a new protocol that we might be able to talk about next week. It's a pheromone and testosterone enhancement protocol. And Dr. Ken and I just about have that completed, and we've already posted on the website, but maybe we'll be able to talk about it next weekend.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say probably this weekend with all the flu going on, the flu and cold protocol might be the one to look at.
Yeah, you have protocols. If you go into utopiasilver.com and scroll down to the middle there, a middle column, you're going to see a number of protocols. Now, you've developed one for flu, is that right, along with Dr. Ken O'Neill?
Yes, we have one that, you know, really with any protocol, you should do a liver flush. And then the number two item on this protocol is colloidal silver. And, you know, normally you might take a teaspoon of silver a day just as a maintenance, but if you are dealing with some issues like a cold or especially influenza, you know, I have started developing flu symptoms a couple of times this year already, and I normally would consume 4 to 8 ounces within a day or so, and so far it's knocked it out every time.
Well, that's great. Charlotte, go ahead, Charlotte.
Well, I was going to ask, I recently ran across some information on Facebook. People were looking for guidance using silver, I recommended Utopia Silver, in nebulizers.
Yes, that's one of the best ways to use it, especially with all the pneumonia.
Now, how does that work? Go ahead.
We sell a nebulizer, in fact, and what you do is you add a little bit of silver to the bowl of the nebulizer, and it breaks down the liquid into a very fine mist, and you can inhale it and breathe it into your lungs. And in that form, you're able to get it down really deep into the lung tissue.
I'm happy to report I was able to use it on both of my teenagers, and we averted some pretty serious illness as far as I'm concerned. They didn't miss a day of school. They kept up with their athletics, everything, because we used Utopia Silver and a nebulizer. It was fabulous.
Well, you know, most of what's been going around down here in Utopia and in Texas has been a combination of flu that has developed into pneumonia. And so that's one of the best ways to use it, not only fighting the flu because it's going to get into the bloodstream through the lungs, but also it'll mitigate the issues of a pneumonia.
Yeah. Ben, I see also number three on this protocol for flu are probiotics. Is that very, that's left out a lot of times. Even in the hospital, they don't use that, do they?
Well, no, they don't. In fact, you know, about the only thing on our protocol list that you might see used in a hospital would be vitamin C. But probiotics are essential for the uptake of nutrients and to replenish the colon flora and bacteria in the colon, which breaks down our vitamins and minerals and our nutrients into usable elements and products. And, you know, there's
right.
another really good one, too, that is one of the biggest boosters of the immune system is a powerful antiviral, and that's selenium.
Yeah, I see you have down here on your flu protocol selenium at number four. What did you have to say, Charlotte?
Well, I was going to say, yes, selenium is a huge part of the protocol.
Yes, in fact, it's even used in whole tumor and cancer protocols by various people. But, you know, vitamin D is also essential. That's another good anti-cancer vitamin that's very essential when it comes to keeping your immune system up and when you're fighting a cold.
Right here on this protocol, you have number five, vitamin C, and vitamin D, number six. What did you say, Charlotte?
Well, I was at a family gathering today, and a mother of three young children, actually four young children, came up to me. I recommended a probiotic with some B vitamins for a child that was, anyways, long story short, the probiotic, we think, is what did the trick, helping the child absorb nutrition better, which resulted in a clearing up of a very stubborn skin condition. They were doing all kinds of topical things for well over a year. But as soon as the probiotics were added, you know, it took a few weeks, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, but and then high doses, well, not high doses, but regular B complex supplementation, the child's skin condition cleared up.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, the gut is so
important. And you know,
something
else people miss, too, with vitamin C is they don't really take enough of it. You know, just a maintenance dose of vitamin C might be 2 to 4,000 milligrams per day. But if you're dealing with an issue like influenza or cold or pneumonia, you probably should be doing 1,000 milligrams an hour for 8 to 12 hours, and then you can taper off to 1,000 milligrams every 2 to 4 hours, you know, until the symptoms are gone. But it really takes quite a bit of vitamin C, and most people would, you know, take a 500 or 1,000 milligram tablet a couple of times a day, but that's really not enough to do the trick.
Correct. That's like
right.
a maintenance dose. It's my understanding that zoologists give mammals that are in captivity who also, like us, do not make their own vitamin C in their body far, far higher doses for maintenance than what we use as human mammals. Even the veterinarians are giving the animals just their maintenance dose of vitamin C is far beyond what we consider a maintenance dose.
Well, you know, as the little note here says at item five, it's not only good for respiratory infections, but it's a potent antioxidant and is required for at least 300 metabolic functions in the body. So, you know, the interactions with your bodily functions is not just dealing with the immune system, but with almost everything else.
Right. Number seven here is IP6. What's that all about, Ben?
Well, you know, IP6 is a, it's really a rice bran derivative, and it's been tested even by MD Anderson in Houston as a tumor and cancer killer. But they shelved it after having very positive results. But it's very good to use if you've got any kind of sickness going on. And Dr. Ken especially has recommended this when you've got issues such as influenza and pneumonia.
Right, we've got to move out of here, but this new protocol that you're talking about is the testosterone enhancement protocol. We'll cover it next week. Thank you very much, Ben Taylor, for being with us and explaining really insightful what we can do about this flu this season. Thank you very much.
Okay, good to be with you.
Okay, good night. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Bunker, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield.
Well, I'll tell you what, Charlotte, a lot's going on down out here in this world. We're going to be bringing on Dr. James Tracy. He's an associate professor of media studies at Florida Atlantic University. He wrote a couple of articles back in December about the Sandy Hook school shooting, you know, massacre up there. And we're going to discuss that, and we're going to let him basically have the floor for the next three segments and tell us what he thinks about the whole situation. And also, he made a statement that he sent over to CNN. Anderson Cooper at 360 did did a little broadcast about what Dr. James Tracy has been, writing about on the Sandy Hook. But welcome to our program, Dr. James Tracy.
Well, thanks very much, George and Charlotte. Happy to be here.
Okay. Welcome. We want you to tell us what's going on with your in your life right now, and tell us what's going on and what you're doing about it.
Well, it's been a whirlwind over the past several days. Monday afternoon, the regional newspaper here, the Sun Sentinel, contacted me and wanted to ask about some of my my blog posts. The blog that I do is really kind of separate from my university work, and it's more journalistic in nature. It's media criticism and so forth. And so I talked with a reporter about that, and we spoke for over an hour or so. That story came out that evening, I believe, Monday evening, and by Tuesday, I think the Drudge Report had picked it up, and then it went from there. And then it became actually an international story. Even the some papers in the UK had picked it up, or they had developed their own versions of it. And this really, I think, put the Sandy Hook shooting in something of a different light in terms of much that was left to be desired on the behalf of the media, the news media, that really arguably could have done a much better job than they actually did. And that's the only reason that I really wrote the the pieces themselves, is that the news media generally fell short. Now, my blog also has picked up a great deal of traffic, and there's been a great deal of commentary and so forth from the readers as well, and they're adding their own things, their own ideas and so forth to what I've laid out. Also, this past week, I began a timeline, really in the vein of Paul Thompson's wonderful 9/11 timeline. And of Sandy Hook and some of the discrepancies in the reporting, but really for the most part, it that's just based upon observations from newspaper reports, because there is a lot of good information there, but one has to discern what it is and then interweave it in some sort of a coherent way so that we can find out what's going on. And I've noted that there are also some other people. That other, independent researchers, civic journalists and the like as well, civilian journalists that are doing this, that have kind of taken this up. So I received a call, I believe, Wednesday from CNN, and I was not able to accommodate a interview or anything of the like. And so I did. They had a reporter come up here as well, and they wanted to do an interview on camera. I declined at present, and I did release a statement. That statement was probably, I don't know, it took me about an hour or so to put together. It was probably 250 words, and I think that they might have included about 20 words or so. I was very disappointed with the coverage itself. I felt as if it was, kind of a public lynching in many respects, not unlike what Alex Jones had gone through with Piers Morgan. He did appear on camera and so forth, but there were subsequent remarks, I think, on CNN about, the safety of Alex Jones's family and what have you. This was along those lines. And again, I found it rather disturbing in that they put my my photo up there. Anderson Cooper did, and said, "This is the man, and this is what he said." And even they had a camera outside, a crew outside my house, and this is where he lives. So this is something.
Like they're pointing the fingers for someone to come in there and do you harm.
Right.
They're really nice people, aren't they? Huh?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. We have your statement that you gave to CNN up on our website at thesecrettruth.com. And I think what assertions let's put it this way, what was the difference in the way that they portrayed your article and what they said that you said and what you actually, in essence, really was saying in your articles, your initial article? Where is the big problem there between the two?
I was under the impression that at least half of the statement would have been read on the air. This is what something they asked for and something I made the effort to actually provide to them, although it was just a couple of snippets. And, of course, it was not really helpful in what I was attempting to convey because I believe that I've been, not properly characterized. I've been put in a negative light, insensitive, the nutty professor and what have you. And the only thing that I sought to do in writing the articles was to explain how the journalists themselves, including individuals such as Anderson Cooper, he calls himself a journalist anyway, really didn't do what they're supposed to do, what their job is in such a situation. On the contrary, go ahead.
Yeah, they didn't dig down on this, and there seemed to be a lid that was put on a very controlled situation. That was my impression. What do you think?
Well, yeah, there are a great many things that are merely overlooked and were never really delved into. One of the things that I concentrated on was remarks of H. Wayne Carver, who was the Connecticut Medical Examiner. And I transcribed part of that press conference, and it appears in one of the pieces. And the more I looked at it, the more I realized that, well, not unlike my work, his remarks were reduced to some sound bites and to some headlines. For example, each victim, received 3 to 11 bullet wounds and so forth. But when it comes down to actually analyzing what he was saying and the like, and the lack of professionalism, that wasn't evident.
They were laughing during that interview also about making sort of jokes or something. I don't think that was any situation to make any jokes about anything.
No, he seems somewhat jovial. And
yes, he wasn't serious-minded enough as far as I could see. We're going to take a break here, Dr. James Tracy. We'll be right back. Thank you for being with us this evening.
Sure.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Secret Cruise. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield, and welcome back to Professor Dr. James Tracy, whose recent article, The Sandy Hook Massacre, Unanswered Questions and Missing Information. The recent article is basically a constructive criticism, in my opinion, sir. We're discussing also your blog. It's memoryholeblog.com, which I read through and through. So where were we, gentlemen?
Yeah, what were some of the, one thing that stood out, we were concluding a little bit of a discussion on Dr. Carver there. But have the authorities established a timeline like you've already done, Dr. Tracy?
Well, I believe that the authorities' stance is that the investigation is ongoing, even though they concluded that the killer is Adam Lanza. So the site itself, the crime scene, that was sealed off, I believe, on December 17th indefinitely, and the materials gathered from the search warrants of the Lanza residence and the vehicles, all those materials will not be released until March. There was usually 2 weeks after the incident, but they got an extension on that, and that will be the end of March now. So overall, I don't believe they have released anything. This is an ongoing investigation, but I don't think that the public has been told, why it is ongoing.
Irregular, is it not, to wait that long? And also, what physical evidence have they presented to the public and to the publishers and the journalists of actual physical evidence of this massacre? What have they presented?
Well, there's next to nothing. I was going through some documents tonight, for example. There's Lauren Rousseau is a substitute teacher at the school, and I believe her car was taken off school grounds, and that had some bullet holes in it. That's a bit of another matter, but there's also, really most importantly, one could argue, there is the video footage of the that would have been taken by the security system inside the school. None of that has been released. There have been no photographs released of the interior of the school, and of course the the press are not permitted to go on school grounds. All of these things are generally left unaddressed, and they're not questioned or anything of the like by the news media, who are, you know, they're the eyes and ears of the public.
Right. And Anderson Cooper is certainly not questioning any of this, is he?
I think that he's upset that anyone is. And that brings me to another point that that is, you know, important for this conversation. I think that the reason that the public and I guess CNN are upset with certain elements of the public anyway are upset with what I've brought up is because I'm a university professor. It would be different if it were someone such as possibly a radio personality or some other sort of public figure. But the idea that a university professor would bring this up, the diatribe that Cooper had last night reminded me of the diatribe that Bill O'Reilly launched against and Fox News generally against Ward Churchill back in following 2001 when he made insensitive remarks about the victims of 9/11. And this was coming from CNN, though, so it seemed particularly interesting. I think that it's primarily a matter of the idea that someone from the establishment, someone who has credentials, is questioning this and pointing to some of the things that so-called conspiracy theorists bring up and saying, well, they might have something there. There's some good evidence that's brought up. There's some good observations, and that's all I've said. But I don't think that a great many professors would choose to side with some of the research that's brought up by independent researchers and journalists and things of the like, even though much of it is sound.
Well, you know, even some of your students are rallying to your side, are they not?
Yeah, I understand that the university newspaper did a one profile, and then there's a regional paper down here that is doing something as well. That a couple of students that I've had in previous classes are working on. I have no say, or I certainly don't encourage of anything like that. But I'm flattered that they find the whole matter of interest. I guess that they've also posted some things on the blog as well, remarking that something was brought up in the Sun Sentinel article about how I go into class and express my views, and some students don't like my views. Well, it's a lot more complex than that. I mean, I don't go in and sermonize. I don't go in and try to indoctrinate students. They're too smart. They're generally too savvy for that. We go in and, you know, I go in and We address things. We address readings and other types of documents and look at them. And so it's a little bit more to it than simply that.
Right. So you know you have a class, and what's the name of that class right now that you're teaching?
Well, there's a class I've taught a couple of times over the past year called Culture of Conspiracy.
Okay.
And so that, you know, really that developed out of a class that I was teaching on journalism, where we look critically at particular events and topics and things that have been covered and things that have been ignored by major media. And out of that came, you know, more historical events, like, for example, the important political assassinations of the 1960s. And revisiting those and assessing them and kind of looking at, you know, what the media didn't get right, or in some ways how they actually participated in really perpetuating misconceptions about, for example, you know, the assassinations of the Kennedys. In many ways, those assassinations were left unquestioned because of the role that the media played in covering up important facets of the investigations and things of the like. So, you know, that it's really more of a class that is that involves media criticism, although we do address the phenomenon of conspiracy theory and so forth, and how this term itself has a tremendous degree of import in terms of influencing public discourse. Right? No one likes to be called no one wants to be called a conspiracy theorist, like I was called repeatedly by Anderson Cooper last night, because it's a pejorative. But what does it exactly mean? Well, it means that you're asking important questions, more often than not, questions that some people don't want answered. Actually, the term goes back to the 1960s, and it's a term that was devised in part by the CIA to have exactly this effect, to be mobilized against intellectuals, against scholars, against, you know, those in the establishment, journalists as well, that really do, their livelihood is in credibility.
They tried to marginalize you. That's what they tried to do here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what they did, using those kinds of words and labels. See?
Yeah, it became something of a living or a situation whereby I was actually living out some of the things that you know that I teach, so it was and am living out, I guess, because once again this term is thrown about so often. We don't really get down to the brass tacks of what it actually means, and of course it's used again to stifle dissent. So
exactly. Would you have any comments, Charlotte, on any of this? Or
well, I'm just extremely disappointed that anytime there is a criticism of the media, that I'm just appalled that they would turn around and attack you for constructive criticism, in my opinion, as far as that goes. There were some serious questions left unanswered. And it's not a matter of, well, there's an investigation underway. They've come to a conclusion. Is that the break music, George?
Yeah, go ahead. You got about 7 seconds.
Well, I just assumed ask everybody to stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The Burglar Deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host.
Charlotte Littlefield, welcome back to Dr. James Tracy, who's Commander Fire from CNN's Anderson Cooper and has not been portrayed fairly in the mainstream media. Welcome back, Dr. Tracy.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. Tracy, we've got this last segment, and what do you think our listening audience needs to hear? What are the most important bits of information and so forth you think that, our listening audience needs to hear?
Concerning the Sandy Hook tragedy?
Yes, and your, you know, your writings and just in general, what, lay it out in the last 10 minutes here of what your advice to our public and our listening audience here.
Well, you know, one has to really make it a point to look more deeply past the headlines with regard to events such as this and what the implications are as well. With, for example, restrictions on the Second Amendment or its annulment, you know, this is something that this event is something that is it's part of a larger historical trajectory. It's in a larger context, and I don't think that that's often really considered, even though it it certainly should be. So you know, Sandy Hook is you know that transpired before, or rather after, various pronouncements by the likes of Bob Costas and others with regard to the dangers of guns and gun control, and Dianne Feinstein's commitment to reintroduce the assault weapons ban. And I'm not, you know, one way or the other with regard to gun control, but I think that if there is going to be a debate, then that debate needs to be based upon reason and facts and not emotion. And it seems as if the public is kind of being pushed into the latter frame rather than the former. So that's a real concern with regard to this specifically. And as with any other important event, it requires looking more closely at what's actually going on and looking beyond the headlines. And I'm afraid that. I'm afraid that's not done enough as it actually should be. This itself has been a learning experience for me because I found that you know, being a being kind of a target for scrutiny and so forth, I've you know, much of the public have not really looked at the writings. What they've done is based their conclusions, their judgments on the sound bites and on the headlines rather than actually delving into what I said. And I realize at this point how, you know, how potentially dangerous that can be. This is something that the major media have a tremendous degree of power over, how someone is depicted. and again mischaracterized as being insensitive and so on and so forth. If I didn't care about the victims of the tragedy, I wouldn't be researching it and actually putting things out there. So, you know, those are some things off the top of my head. And with regard to this particular event, I could go on. For example, as I had mentioned in the previous segment, I find it especially interesting, and this is really very illustrative of someone who is credentialed, who is taking a stance and critiquing a very controversial event, rather than just sitting on the sidelines. And there is a limited degree of tolerance for that, evidently, in the larger sort of public sphere. And that's rather discouraging. I don't believe that there are really a great many others, at least from the Academy, who've taken stances on something like this or something such as 9/11. And yet these are some of the most important events really in our era. So it's important actually to have people who have a certain degree of training and so forth, and you know, whether it be in media studies or sociology or political science, to actually look at these things more carefully. So,
it looks like that this is stimulating a debate, that there are some very important issues being discussed about possibly arming, teachers. In Ohio, the school district up there just said okay for arming some of the janitors there in the school. I think the janitors are a good area of trying to take care of things like this. See, and I think arming the janitors is a good idea. Or even the teachers here in Texas. You know, we have these we have a school district that has teachers with concealed carry.
And I believe that Utah is taking steps in that direction as well. They're providing teachers with concealed carry training. So, you know, those are certainly things that one should take into consideration. As you probably know, in Israel, for example, they do have arms in school in order to protect the students.
Right.
That's something also that was more or less suppressed from the larger frame of Sandy Hook and the ensuing discussion on gun control and the like. Those are certainly possibilities. I'm at a loss as to why they aren't really more seriously considered in the larger scheme of things in the United States, and only in smaller localities, with the exception of Utah.
Right. I interviewed John Lott a few weeks ago. Charlotte and I had him on the air, and he's the author of More Guns, Less Crime. And right now, Chicago is an example of very, very stringent gun control laws, and they have a horrendous crime rate and murder rate up there.
By guns. Mm-hmm.
So this is coming to the forefront now in the public discussions and debate. And out of this tragedy, I hope something will happen that will help protect those children at other elementary schools throughout the country. And you're one of the most sincere people that I've known and interviewed, and I must stand behind you 100%, James Tracy, because what you did was to try to help this situation and give it clarity. And what these big CNN, all that, they're trying to destroy that clarity and make it into an emotional issue, standing on those little children's, this tragic of those children's deaths.
Yeah, and
they're doing.
And they also really capitalized on the grief and so forth of these grieving families, that's something that's not taken into account or anything of the like. I felt that the piece that was done last night was really transparently vicious, and there was a considerable degree of frustration and so forth, specifically against me and the university and so forth. The idea that, he's paid by taxpayers and what have you.
Yes.
It was a real attack. It was very unsettling to watch.
Well, by attacking you, they're failing to look at many, many different implicating factors. For example, serotonin, selective reuptake inhibitors, psychotropic drugs. We've got a database going of approaching 5,000 shootings, school shootings included, including Columbine, et cetera, where these drugs are prescribed to the shooters. They're either going on them or coming off them, or they're on them. And the idea that we could have a mass epidemic with these overprescribing of these very dangerous drugs, by focusing on you, they're failing to look at genuine concerns of
right.
our society.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical companies are among their biggest advertisers, and so they're reluctant to go in that direction. But absolutely right, Charlotte. I think that this is something that, for example, John Rappaport has addressed, repeatedly throughout his career with regard to his great journalism, and the fact that the psychotropics are a major factor that they cause homicidality and suicidality. And yet these are the two things that have come out of Sandy Hook, talking about gun control and talking about more mental health care. Well, what do they mean by mental health care? That means, more often than not, getting prescribed one of these drugs that can cause this activity. So it's, you know, I'm sorry.
It's
go ahead. You've got 45 seconds. Go ahead.
So, that's rather disturbing that that's the only thing that we're having a discussion on. Because these pharmaceuticals are things that are not helpful, and they might also be used to keep people from purchasing weapons. I don't know if you've heard about that, but that's something that Joseph Biden is considering in the plan that he is drawing up.
Any comments, Charlotte?
Yes. Anybody that's been on an SSRI that did a mass shooting did not use their own weapon.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.